as 95.8 FM. But remember, anywhere in the world, that's vocfm.co.za. I'm your host, Hakima Solomons. We are speaking to Carla Steyn, breast cancer survivor. And just before the break, she's walked us through her journey, also having two little ones at her side the time that she got to find out her diagnosis, and obviously telling herself, you know what, there's no more pity party. We're going to have to start and do what is needed in that moment of time. Yeah. So lessons learned. What are some of the most valuable lessons that you've got to learn throughout your journey?
I definitely have to say that acknowledging the emotions that I'm feeling, because I think as women and mothers and wives, all the responsibilities that we have, we tend to put our own emotions aside for the sake of others. So we kind of get used to not acknowledging what we're feeling, which is on a mental and psychological level, at the end of the day, detrimental to us. So the most valuable lesson by far, I would have to say, is being true to what I feel. So if I'm angry at what's happening, I feel angry. And if I'm sad, I'm sad. And if I'm happy, I'm really happy. So there's no going halfway. If I'm happy, I'm like over the top happy. Mm-hmm. And when I'm sad, I'm very, very sad. So I think it's important to not shove the emotions under the rug, because our brains doesn't work like that. Eventually, it will all come back, and then you'll have to deal with it way down the line. So why not just deal with it now while you're in the thick of it?
I love the sound of that. Also, a message that came through from one of our listeners. It says, Aslam Alaikum, which means obviously the peace and greeting on our side. She's saying that she's listening to your program. The lady must get her zeolite to help with the side effects of the treatment. She also says that her late mother had breast cancer, and she can relate to how you are currently feeling and still feeling. But she got to help her mom every step of the way during her illness. Sounds like a daughter. Yeah. The mom's side. Then with that, thank you so much to that listener. I just also wanted to find out from you, with regards to lessons learned, how has your perspective on life changed since your diagnosis?
It has changed extremely to the level where I created my own bucket list with everything. I want to do everything that is seemingly dangerous. I want to go skydiving. I want to do things that makes me feel like I'm alive, because I've also realized that just surviving, because we all know that times are tough, surviving is not the same as living. Mm-hmm. And I want to live, especially after the scare that I almost did not have the chance to live and see my kids grow up and see them get married and me growing old and gray. Okay, I'm already gray, but I just decided I want to live and I want to do things, and I'm not going to wait until tomorrow. If I want to do it now and I can do it now, why should I not do it now? So then I do it.
I love this.
And it's the best feeling in the world.
Mm. Also, support groups. Have you got to join any support groups?
Yes. So I'm part of several groups on Facebook, which is very, very good, because it's like-minded women. They all can relate to some extent. Some are going through it, some went through it, some is a loved one of someone that's going through it. So it's very good to connect with people that can relate, mm-hmm. because it gives you the overwhelming sense that, you know, I'm really not alone. And there are people out there that truly understand what I am going through and what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it. Because when you are faced with... when you are faced... Yeah, it's my daughter now.
It's fine. Let them love. You said the same thing now.
Yes. Yes. So I think also one of the things is that can make you feel quite lonely when faced with a detrimental disease or something that can potentially kill you, is that you feel like no one understands. Mm. No one can possibly understand what you are going through. Mm. How can they? They're healthy, they're living their lives, and here you are sick and ill and nauseous, mm. and you have no hair, and your nails are literally coming off your skin. You don't have any more toenails. Your skin is dry. You look and feel exactly like you look and feel. So how can they possibly understand? Mm. But there are people that really understand because they are going through it, and or they went through it, or they are living with someone that is going through it. So to all the ladies out there, you are not alone. I promise you're not alone.
Hmm. Well, that messages that you'd like to share with anyone that is currently facing a similar situation and journey?
I think each journey is unique to the person that's obviously going through it. With my diagnosis, my personality is more one of fight and not flight. So I decided to fight, which meant that my adrenaline just skyrocketed. So in short, I would say that acknowledge what is happening to you. Everything will change. Your body will change. How you look will change. How you feel. Your mental health. Everything will change. And that is okay, because it needs to change for you in order to grow past this, mm. to learn from this, and to grow as a human, as a woman, and be proud of being a woman. Mm. Because once you lose everything that, according to society, identifies you as a woman, then you realize, wait a minute, I have power. There's a lot of power in me, and it is because I'm a woman. So what I wanted to basically in short say, that surround yourself with people that you know love you, and people that's willing to go the extra mile and stay on this journey with you. Because let me tell you, shortly after my diagnosis, a lot of people disappeared off my friends list, for lack of a better word. And I got connections and friends back from the most unexpected places, different ages. So it's also a journey. It's a journey for everyone that you connect with, because, you know, people, we tend to want to isolate in times when things are tough, which is the worst thing we can do, because we need to connect. We need to be with people that want to support you, not just do it because they feel they have to. No, because they want to. So surround yourself with people that you know love you, and people that with a healthy mindset that can help you heal and get perspective on things and help you grow. That's the most important thing.
Looking at somebody that is about to receive the news of a cancer diagnosis, and you know exactly the feeling of having to get that news, what advice would you give to that specific somebody?
Take time to take in what you've just heard, because with the mistake I made was when they told me, I immediately went into, like I said, a fighting mode. So I was like, okay, I have a lot of responsibilities. I cannot feel what I'm feeling now. I have cancer. It's all crazy. And I just need to go, 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 which resulted in me having a big meltdown about a year after. Mm. So I would say, it is bad, and don't sugarcoat it, because what is happening is bad. Don't make it something that it's not. It's bad, but you can get through it. You can get through it, and there is life after cancer. It's not over. It's just a detour.
Also, with that, many a times you just feel in that moment that what am I possibly going to do with that news right now? And also speaking to a whole lot of other cancer survivors, the first thing that comes to mind is family. And exactly what you said, you had children, you had to see and build things so that you can honestly feel better, to be fighting the journey because of your children. And you've had parents that was assisting you in this journey as well. Also, how do you continue to support your health and well-being? Because obviously, you've been through it. It's 2 years that you've been through this journey. So how do you get to support your health and also staying positive as a survivor?
So I do a bit more exercise now. And or not now, but since, and I'm on a different, slightly different diet, less sugar. Cancer loves sugar, so we don't love sugar. And so no sugar or very, very little sugar. And I do meditation, which is very important. So I meditate and I practice mindfulness. And what's the else that I do? I just try and relax. I just really, really try and relax because stress is a killer. So I try and just keep things simple and not stress too much about things that I cannot control.
You back at work?
Yes, I actually continued working straight through my therapy.
Wow.
So... yeah, I've been just going ever since.
That's really survival mode on another level because you're just telling yourself, I'm going to just carry through.
Yes, I have to try and keep things as normal as possible.
Mm.
Yeah, for myself and obviously for my kids. So, yeah, we do what we must.
I love the sound of that and also the fact that you're so positive. Do you have still regular visits with your doctors?
Yes, yes, I do. Every 6 months I have a follow-up and then I have to go for my follow-up CT scans. And I actually had a little bit of a health scare about a month ago when I went for my routine checkup or CT scan and... The nurse came back and she's like, okay, so there's a lesion or something on your liver and we don't know what it is. And then I almost lost it again. And I was like, okay, so can I do this again? What if it's cancer? Will I be able to survive this again? And so I went for an MRI and it came back being just... a lesion that's a side effect of the chemo. So it's not cancer. And I was like, phew, okay, this is good. This is good. I can't do this again.
Can you imagine? So that's basically your routine check that happens every 6 months.
Yes. So every 6 months for the first 5 years or 2 years, 2 years or 5 years. Not sure now, but yeah. So they're very, very... thorough when it comes to that. They keep a close eye on you and you have to go for blood tests and they check your cancer markers and everything like that too, you know, because if they can find it quickly, if you find it quickly and you can start addressing it as soon as possible, then that can be literally the difference between life and death. And I'm not even sugarcoating that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I'm also getting a message that came through. It says, Assalamu alaikum to the panel. And that brave lady, I can relate to everything that you are saying and what you're going through.
Aww.
First of all, the person that takes care of someone with cancer, you have to read their body language and they must read yours. Obviously, your body language says a lot if someone can take care of someone who have cancer.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So
it's tough.
I can imagine. I can merely just imagine having little ones and having to fight a journey like this. Is there anything that you'd like to share about your journey or message to any of our listeners?
Well, if I have to end this off, basically just one sentence, that you've got this. You really do got this. So there's no long, there's no short. It is, it's your life that you are literally fighting for. So you do what you must to survive. And you can worry about the rest after.
And when you are done with the after, you are doing exactly what Carla is doing, and that's doing things in the moment.
Yes, yes, live. Live a little. No, no, not live a little. Live a lot. Live a lot.
Oh. Carla, you go well. I hope that you have a beautiful Sunday further. Continue to spread the positive vibes and all of the very best. You're very strong. You're amazing. And obviously many people will come around in your path that have exactly the same situation. And you can bring that smile back onto their faces. So you're loved by
many.
Have a good Sunday further.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I hope you guys have a great day too.
Same on your side. You keep well. We speak again. Bye.
Okay. Ciao, ciao. You too. Okay. Bye. Welcome to